Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 60. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 32. Mostly sunny and warmer on Friday with a high of 67. A slight chance for some rain throughout Friday night, staying clear with a low around 38. And more rain possible throughout the day on Saturday, otherwise sunny with a high of 72. And showers may continue Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 46. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's rare in the state legislature, but the Kansas House of Representatives and the Kansas Senate voted without anyone in opposition to Senate Bill 317. With a 120 vote in the House and a 40-0 vote in the Senate that would give victims of child sexual abuse additional legal protections by extending the amount of time that the victims would have to be able to seek the recovery of damages. And it was an easy bill for Kansas Governor Kelly to sign.
And then we can start holding these people accountable, keeping kids in Kansas safer. And that's been our goal this whole time.
That audio from KSN News. The latest report that came out of the Kansas Bureau of Investigations just last year showed that the KBI found more than 188 clergy suspected of committing crimes, including sodomy, rape, and child rape. And with that rare sign of unity from state legislators, they say it was an easy issue to get through.
With the focus from the survivor group, as well as a few new people that came into the House this year, we were able to bring more attention to the bill and kind of reach critical mass where we had a number of people who realized, yeah, this needs to be done.
Mid-America Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 2023 T-219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Monday.
A teenager out of Abilene, Kansas has officially been arrested after being accused of distributing fentanyl that killed another teenager in the community. WIVW reports that 17-year-old Daisy Skilling is being held in a $150,000 bond after being arrested on Monday this week, as she was arrested after an outstanding Dickinson County warrant for the crime. The investigation began after the death of a 17-year-old girl, where the autopsy found that she had died from a fentanyl intoxication. Skilling has been arrested on controlled substance causing death, use or possession with intent to use drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana, and the investigation is still ongoing. In other news, state legislators this week have met with many of the Special Olympic participants, as they say they wanted to recognize the athletes for their accomplishments. WIBW reports the event happened during the SOKS Legislative Hill Day, where members of the Special Olympics Kansas thanked their legislators for supporting them, as roughly 96 athletes, coaches, and staff attended the 2022 U.S. Games in Orlando, Florida last June. The Kansas team had received 12 gold medals, 11 silver medals, 18 bronze medals, and 17 fourth-place ribbons.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind. So let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska is still battling the COVID-19 pandemic just 3 years into the pandemic, as the Department of Health and Human Services has reported that since the pandemic began in 2020, 563,000 cases have been reported, with more than 4,000 deaths across the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that according to the Department of Health and Human Services, they're also trying to encourage individuals to continuously be fully vaccinated against the virus, which means having the primary series along with all the available boosters of the shot. But say a vast majority of individuals are just adjusting their daily lives to the, quote, new norm.
I think what I'm seeing here in this part of the country is people trying to transition to what life looks like now after 3 years in a pandemic, and also thinking about how we are really incorporating COVID-19 into our lives.
That was Dr. Catherine Satterwhite, a regional health administrator on KSNB Local Channel 4. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Kansas Insurance Department and the Office of a Kansas State Treasurer have received reports of a mail scam circulating in multiple Kansas counties. These claim to be from an attorney with law firms in Canada, stating there are millions of dollars in unclaimed life insurance policies available. Senders ask recipients to partner with them in claiming these monies. The insurance commissioner and state treasurer advise residents these letters are a scam and not to contact sender. Easter egg hunts abound Saturday with 10 a.m. starts in Washington on the courthouse lawn, in Axtell at City Park, and in Wymore at McCandless Park, as well as Home City, Barnes, Lynn, and Palmer at 10 a.m. At 11, a hunt is planned at Frankfort City Park. Beatty's Easter egg hunt Saturday at the Community Center begins at noon. Hanover at the Veterans Park and Blue Rapids at the Town Square begin at 1 o'clock, with Waterville at City Park, Greenleaf at the Community Club starting at 2, and Marysville at 2:30 Saturday in the City Park. A free movie, Super Mario Brothers, will follow at 3:30 Saturday afternoon at the Astro Theater in Marysville, with the historic Union Pacific Depot featuring pictures with the Easter Bunny, Easter crafts, games, and treats, as well as Easter basket giveaways for a free will donation as a fundraiser toward restoration. The activity Saturday 1 to 4 at the Depot. American Red Cross Blood Mobile will be at the Valley Heights High School and Axtell American Legion and Community Building Thursday, noon to 6. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County Friday evening south of Marysville around 8 p.m. Maddox Engelbert lost control on Keystone near 11th Terrace, struck a ditch, and the vehicle rolled over. The driver and a passenger, Kiera Guerrero, both of Marysville, were taken to CMH, where they were treated and released. A natural gas line leak near Washington Friday resulted in officials flaring or burning off gas, which resulted in a fire plume that was seen for miles. The process was continued through the weekend a mile west and a mile south of Washington and caused no damage. Arraignment of a Marysville man has been postponed until May 2nd in Marshall County District Court for Gerald Brown, who's charged with killing his wife Jennifer Brown last Thanksgiving. An appearance Tuesday was granted a continuance. The annual Washington County Weather Spotter training meeting will be Monday, April 10th, Firehouse in Washington. The event's free and open to the public, with a free catered meal beginning at 6. They'll have an electric safety demo trailer also available at 6, with a presentation for the National Weather Service beginning at 7. Deadline to register for the event is Friday through Washington County Emergency Management. A beef quality assurance training is planned in Manhattan Tuesday, April 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Stanley Stout Center. They'll explain how they're using beef quality assurance certificates and how cattlemen can take care of cattle at their ranch through licensed partners and reach beef consumers. On-site registration is available. The event Tuesday evening at 6. For additional information, contact Brooke Wines at 785-273-5115. Washington Chamber of Commerce hosting an Employment Expo Tuesday, April 11th, 3 until 7 at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room. Employers interested in participating are encouraged to contact Chamber Secretary Carolyn Scoville this week at 785-325-2284. Scoville will talk more about the event and employment demand locally on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. 63rd Annual Quality Beef Day is Saturday at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Check-in 7 till 8:30 a.m. Judging contest begins at 9, followed by the beef show, with additional details available through the Marshall County Extension Office.
James E. Jim Wanklin, age 52, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7. At the Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Wanklin. James L. Meyer, age 67, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Interment in the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffith Humendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for James Meyer. Charles A. Heidebrink, age 85, of Odell, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 1:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Odell. Burial in the Odell City Cemetery. Gertie Smyer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Charles Heidebrink. Renee K. Novotny, age 73, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Monday at 1, Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice. Private interment, the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. Monday, 8 until 1, Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Renee Novotny. Dennis L. Habig, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. A celebration of life service is planned April 14th, 4 until 8 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dennis Habig. Lorena L. Wilcox, age 66, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. A memorial service will be announced later with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Lorena Wilcox. Betty L. Honesty, age 63, passed away March 20th. A memorial service is planned April 22nd, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, with a visitation April 21st, 9 to 5. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Betty Honesty. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and mandarin oranges. They're closed for Good Friday. On the menu Monday, barbecue chicken, Baby Baker's Garden Blend, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 30s. More sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. And a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some rain showers are possible throughout the day on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers may continue throughout Saturday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Still a slight chance for some rain on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Even warmer as we head into Monday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. And more sunshine on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature. Early April, 64, record high on this date, 91. The average low, 39, record low, 17. Sunset this evening, 7:55. Sunrise in the morning at 7:04. Clear skies, a chilly start at 21 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 6th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Vibe Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Westbrook gets his revenge and the Rays keep rolling. Hi, everyone. It's Dave Packer reporting on sports. The NBA season ends Sunday and teams are looking to either lock up their spots in the playoffs or move closer to locking one up. Both the Lakers and Clippers came into the game tied for sixth place in the West and looking to avoid the play-in.
And a steal. Powell takes it away from Vanderbilt. Left to right, he lobs it up. Leonard with the biggest Kawhi line of the season.
The call on KLAC. Clippers beat the Lakers 125-118 and are now up one game for the sixth seed with two games left. With a win over the Kings, the Mavs would move into a tie with the Thunder for the 10th and final spot in the Western Conference. Late fourth quarter, Kyrie Irving came up clutch.
Takes a pass to Hardaway. He'll drive around Monk. Wrap around left corner. Kyrie, rainbow! Oh, man, did he bring rain with that?
The call on 97-1, the Freak. Mavs defeat the Kings 123-119. Around the NBA, the Bucks secured the number one spot in the Eastern Conference by beating the Bulls 105-92. And the Celtics secured the second spot in the East as they got by the Raptors 97-93. Pelicans rally in the second half to come back and beat the Grizzlies in overtime 138-131. The Knicks beat the Pacers 138-129. The Nets routed the Pistons 123-101. In baseball, the Rays and Nationals were tied at one in the top of the third inning when Wander Franco stepped up to the dish.
Swinging a high fly ball, belted on a line to left. Over and back call, still going back, looking up, and it's gone!
The call on WDAE, Franco put Tampa up 3-1, and they never looked back, beating Washington 7-2 to move to 6-0. In St. Louis, Matt Olson drove in three. Braves beat the Cardinals 5-2 to complete the sweep. In other action, the Brewers sweep the Mets, beating them 7-6. Yankees double up the Phillies 4-2. On the ice, the Rangers double up the Lightning 6-3. The Oilers skate by the Ducks 3-1, and the Flames beat the Jets also 3-1. I'm Dave Packer, ABC.
Pickups in on trade at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2020 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the LTZ Z71 package. A new truck trade priced under $50,000. They have a 2015 Silverado 2500 HD with Duramax diesel and a 2013 Chevy Silverado 1500 priced under $15,000 at Fenortis Motor Company.
From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Before we get going on this Thursday, let's take a look back at your Wednesday. It was an interesting day for sure with the markets. Here's how your Wednesday finished. May corn closed at 652 and three quarters, down one. July corn, final price, 627 and a half, down a half. Wheat for May, 682, down nine and a half. July wheat, 694 three quarters, down nine and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for May, final price, 861 and a half, down 11. Kansas City wheat for July, 843, down 14 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat for May, 873 and a half, down 16. Minneapolis wheat for July, 873 and a quarter, down 16. May oats, 338, down three. July oats, 332, three quarters, down seven and a half. Soybeans closed at 1511, soybeans for May, down 6.5. July soybeans, 1477, three quarters, that's down 5. Looking at soybean oil for May, 5522, final price, down 52 cents. July soybean oil, 5544, down 46 cents. Cotton for May, 8108, final price, up 3 cents. July cotton, 81.39 final price, up a penny. Live cattle for April, 168.40, up 80 cents. High was 168.77 and a half, low 167.52 and a half. Live cattle for June, 160.30, up 7.5 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 197.82 and a half, down 12.5 cents. High was 198.70, low 197.62 and a half. That's a look at your markets information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The news is quickly rising to the surface of the water. A new watershed specialist has been added to the team. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. The newest watershed specialist to join the Kansas Center for Agricultural Resources team, Daniel Scuches, gives insight on his roots, what excites him most about the position, and his role in helping producers.
You know, I grew up in central Kansas, a little town of Sterling, and ended up coming up here for college. So that was definitely where my love of K-State started. Then I've been in the area, you know, working south of Junction City at Rock Springs 4-H Center as their conservation specialist for 4 years, and then came back to the K-State world as a 4-H agent in Pottawatomie County. Those were a great 4 years, and then here just recently got this opportunity to continue on an extension as this watershed specialist position. So I'm joining Will Boyer here in Northeast Kansas, and part of this is just the amount of watersheds that we're working on in Northeast Kansas, along with some of our nonprofit agencies like CAUSE and Glacial Hills. So we're working with our partners in the RAPS system to address different areas that we can have win-win partnerships with farmers and ranchers to help out their operation while also benefiting water quality.
Scuches shares his excitement for this new role.
As a K-State Extension employee, we can have a win-win relationship with the strategies that we come up with. I think that's what really makes it special, is we are a hands-on approach, boots on the ground, to work with them in ways that benefit not only their operation, but also Kansans' water quality, even here locally. Like I've told others, the cool thing about this is driving over things like Tuttle Creek, something we do almost every week, and knowing that work being done is affecting the water that we're seeing in our creeks and our rivers. So it's not some pie-in-the-sky idea. This is real, proven results that can help the water that we have flowing through our communities today.
Scuches explains how he can help producers as a watershed specialist.
An example may be working with landowners who are wanting to utilize maybe longer grazing periods. So ways we can help is maybe working with them to set up how we can get watering systems onto cover crops or maybe residual crop feeding fields and setting up paddocks for grazing. But the big important thing is coming up with like alternative water sources to help to keep those cattle there. That's a real big thing we're doing right now. So from the watershed quality, we're keeping animal waste up where it can benefit the fields, where it can stay where it's supposed to be and not in the water. But from the farmer rancher's aspect, you know, it keeps their hay bill down. It keeps manure on the field where it can be beneficial. So it's kind of those win-win relationship. Also, a lot of we have to do right now is working with that livestock side, just keeping animal waste where it's supposed to be, but doing it in a way that benefits everyone.
That's the newest watershed specialist to join the Kansas Center for Agricultural Resources team, Daniel Scuches, with insights on his roots, what excites him most about the position, and his role in helping producers. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a dairy influence sale today, over 500 head of cattle. In the early consignment, sale start time is 10 a.m. They'll be selling 40 red, red and white face fall bred cows, northern origin, younger to middle age, 15 black cow calf pairs, 30-day-old calves running age, 25 black first calf heifer pairs, 30 to 45-day-old calves, and 15 black cow calf pairs, 30-day-old calves, 3 to 5 years old. 40 Holstein Angus cross steers, 350 to 550 pounds, 40 Holstein steers, 475 to 6 and a quarter, 12 weighing 5 to 6, 27 weighing 8 to 9. 18 black, mostly steers and a few heifers, 3.5 to 500 pounds. 50 black and red steers and heifers weighing 3 to 5. 9 black steers and heifers, 4 to 5. 30 mixed steers and heifers, 4 to 5. 16 black and red steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5. 20 black steers and heifers, 4 to 5 and a quarter. 24 at 450 to 550. 30 weighing in at 450 to 650. 15 Charlie Cross steers weighing 5 to 6, 15 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 14 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 6, and 60 mixed steers weigh 900 pounds. Those early consignment listings for dairy influence sale today and the regular Thursday sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
We can spend billions of dollars a year on cat food, but do we know what we're getting? If Fluffy deserves only the best, we have some advice on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 6th, the 96th day of the year. Actors Paul Rudd and Billy Dee Williams were both born on this day. Cats are known as finicky eaters, but they may have good reason. There's a lot of substandard pet food on the market. Here are the things we think are important when choosing cat food. First, a short ingredient list. The more ingredients, the more likely you'll find chemical additives that your pet is better off without. Secondly, it should mention a specific meat source like lamb, chicken, or fish. If it says meat byproduct, put it back. And third, pass up food containing grain, especially corn. It may make food more palatable, but corn is sweet and fatty with no usable nutrients for a cat. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 21 degrees, sunshine this hour. Seasonal highs around 60 on tap for your Thursday.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. For the first time since having two stents put in his heart, University of Kansas basketball coach Bill Self met with the media yesterday, or had at least a press conference. The question that is on everybody's mind, will Bill Self continue in his coaching career?
Unless my athletic director, my chancellor makes a decision to contradict that I am 100% positive. I will be coaching at the University of Kansas this upcoming season and hopefully many more after that.
Bill Self did go on to say that a medical issue like this could make him rethink the longevity of his career.
I want to do my job for a long time. Now, for me to be as effective doing that, I think I have to, you know, wake up a little bit and maybe do some things from a lifestyle standpoint, a personal habit standpoint, that I've been very, very, very inconsistent with my entire adult life.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Not being able to hit the baseball is still plaguing the Kansas City Royals, and it happened again last night. The Royals lose to the Toronto Blue Jays 3-0. The Royals could only manage two hits in the game. The two teams will wrap up that series today at Kauffman at 1:10. The bad news continues for the Kansas City Royals as Matt Quatario, the manager for the Royals, will be taking a little bit of a leave of absence. He has tested positive for COVID. USD 259, which is the Wichita Public School District, will be looking for a new district athletic director after just 1 year on the job. Caleb Stoppel has decided that he will return to the Kansas City area. He will become the assistant principal and athletics and activities director at Park Hills South High in Riverside, Missouri. Golf gets their season underway with the biggest tournament of the year as the Masters gets started today. Last year's winner was Scottie Scheffler. This year's odds-on favorites are John Rahm and Rory McIlroy. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Sure.
showing now at the Astro 3 Theater, John Wick Chapter 4, starring Keanu Reeves. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, rated PG-13. Showtimes Friday, Saturday, 7 and 9:30, Sunday, 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. And finally, the Super Mario Brothers movie. Showing Friday and Saturday, 7 and 10, Sunday, 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. And plan to attend the free showing of the Super Mario Brothers movie Saturday at 3:30.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
KNDY.
Jerry, he's a workaholic, never